Is there any chance that you can make it work with a toxic narcissist? Is there anything you can do to change the narcissist or yourself so that your relationship could be improved, or so that maybe you wouldn't feel so miserable if you stayed with a narcissist? Is there any way to make it work with a narcissist? That's what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. So we're just going to jump right in here. Here's the bottom line. The question today is, can you make it work with a narcissist or not? Well, to be honest with you, I never recommend trying to stick it out with a narcissist. However, there are certain situations where you must deal with a narcissist, and there are some ways that you can deal with them that will help you feel less frustrated and get more of what you want from the relationship, plus have less drama. So I'm going to share some of those ways with you right now. Take a look.
As always, I suggest gray rock as item number one on the list. Anytime a narcissist is being disrespectful to you or screaming at you or going through narcissistic rage, narcissistic injury, any type of manipulation, you should react with a non-reaction, as the gray rock method suggests. You go gray rock, you go blank face, you go no emotion, you go boring. That way that person doesn't get the supply they want by acting that way. And on that same token, if someone that you cannot go no contact with gives you positive attention, whether they're love bombing you or otherwise, then you behave in a relatively kind way in response. You give them positive feedback, because then if they get no feedback when they're negative or they get positive feedback when they're positive, there's more likely a chance that they're going to lean toward being positive with you in the future, because they don't get any sort of supply or response when you're negative. A lot of times people who are dealing with narcissists have to kind of learn how to shine them on a little bit, because a narcissist needs supply. So if you are forced to deal with this person, the best thing that you can do is, again, when they do something good, give them extra praise. Give them extra "you're so awesome" treatment. Because when they feel like you admire them or you think they're amazing, they're going to be more likely to be kind to you. It's just a fact. It's an unfortunate fact, but it is a fact. So with a narcissist that you cannot go no contact with, anytime you have the opportunity to praise them, do so. It will make them like you more. Now, if you're in a situation where you're dealing with a narcissist for a business deal or a work thing, or even in your home, even someone you're connected to biologically, the best thing you can do is, if you're going to make a deal with them, make sure that you get your side of the deal up front. Because if you pay first, for example, let's say that you are buying an item from a narcissist. If you give them the money up front and then you say, I'll take the item in 2 weeks, or I'll take the service in a week or whatever, guess what? You ain't getting it. You're going to have lost your money, or whatever your version of that is in this situation. So whatever you're doing, when you're doing any sort of business or dealing or bargaining with a narcissist, make sure that you get what's due to you up front so that you don't lose out in the end. So basically, the narcissist gets what they want after you get what you want. The idea is, when they want something, they're more likely to pay up for what they're doing in return. So if, for example, you need a narcissistic boss to give you a good reference so you can get into a good college, what are you going to do for that narcissistic boss in return? Well, maybe you agree to, you know, do 10 reports to make his life easier or her life easier, whatever. Before you do those reports, you make sure that you make the deal with the narcissist, you get your reference, and then you do the reports. Definitely follow through, because it's not fair to do that. You're going to just be acting like a narcissist if you don't follow through with your end of the bargain, but make sure your thing is done before their thing is done. If you give them a way to seem awesome or amazing in the process, even better. This is something that benefits you a little more when you're dealing with a narcissist. So for example, if we're going back to the same example, if you can say, oh my gosh, I heard about that awesome reference letter you wrote for Mr. X. I bet you can do something amazing and really make my life better, blah, 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 blah. Then when they do turn over the reference letter to you, you can just go gushy, you know, gush about how amazing that letter is and how wonderful it is and how you're going to tell everybody how awesome they are and how thankful you are. That will make a narcissist like you more. That will make a narcissist more willing to do things for you in the future, especially if you follow through on your end of the bargain in the first place. What if this isn't about a narcissist, boss? What if you don't have anything to offer the narcissist to make them feel amazing? Then how do you deal with it? One thing that has worked for many of my clients in the past is the simple act of asking them, what would so-and-so think, or what would people think if you did this thing? Look, narcissists are generally not stupid people, but they also generally don't think about what other people would think or care about unless that person matters to them or their opinion matters to them. So if you're not really in a place where you can sort of tell the narcissist, hey, what would people think? Or you can say, so-and-so is not going to think XYZ is really okay. Are you sure you want to do that? Then you can ask questions to make the narcissist think about what that person might think. And each time this is going to be a little different for each situation, but ask the narcissist questions that would help them to imagine what other people might think about their behavior in those moments. Remember that a narcissist always wants to look good to the people in their lives. So rather than trying to react to them with anger or frustration, you can be sad about what they didn't do or disappointed about what they didn't do. That will help them to see things from a different perspective.
If you're not forced to stay in the relationship and you really want to stay in the relationship, what are you supposed to do here? One of the things I did last year when I interviewed several others in my niche is I asked them this question, can you ever make it work with a narcissist? I'm going to share with you my response and some of their responses. Take a look.
I think it would be incredibly difficult for a narcissist to heal because so much of their disorder, it's a defense mechanism against being vulnerable. And in order to heal, a person really has to let their guard down and be vulnerable. And I've heard there's like a lot of different programs out there that are talking about, we heal narcissists or whatever. But I guess I would encourage anybody if they're stuck in that, trying to figure out, can they change? Are they a narcissist? Whatever, to really think about if you are going to go into couples therapy, if you are going to go down that route, have a very clear idea in your mind about how much time and energy and money are you willing to put into this, and what kind of changes do you need to have happen, and in what time frame? You'll have the answer when you have those answers.
Have you personally ever seen or heard about a narcissist who did heal?
No. If anything, they tend to get worse over time, not better. At the domestic violence shelter I worked at, many shelters have, at least they used to, I don't know if they do so much anymore, but they used to have programs for violent men, basically, that had been abusive. And it was kind of this domestic violence rehabilitative type program. And what a lot of places were finding that it was making them worse, not better. When you've got that person that's kind of locked into that fight reflex, their behavior is a reflection of their mindset. And if a person's mindset is all about dominance and deceit, and it's all about winning at the expense of everybody else, that's deep-seated pathological behavior. And it's like playing whack-a-mole. Like, they might not become like physically violent anymore, but then odds are that's that same mindset's going to resurface in verbal abuse and emotional abuse and sexual and financial and spiritual abuse. An abusive person, by and large, that's so deep-seated in their personality that I think if they were to change, it would take decades. And regardless, a person, just because there is a treatment out there, and I personally don't believe that there is any effective treatment out there, but even if there was, a person has to actually want to change. Just like we know that there's treatment out there for alcoholics and for addicts, but it doesn't matter if they're not willing to change.
That's right.
And so, and during that time, when that person's going through that cycle of change, there's that whole pre-contemplation and contemplation, there's all these different stages of change. When they're going through that, in the meantime, everybody that's on the receiving end of that, of the alcoholism, the addiction, the abuse, what have you, is being dragged through hell and is being traumatized. So even if they could change, it's going to create PTSD in everybody around them up until they do change. So I'm a big fan of keeping ourselves safe and sane and limiting the amount of damage from destructive people in our lives.
Dr. David Hawkins is a psychotherapist who has said, I can change a narcissist, I have cured a narcissist. And I've talked about him before on this channel a couple of different times. The first time when a viewer came to me and said, hey, have you heard about this guy? What do you think about what he has to say? Well, here's a clip from that video where I talked about what Dr. Hawkins is all about, just to give you an overview and kind of review for you exactly what his theory is. Here you go, take a look. So the first step that I hear him talking about is he thinks that if a narcissist has an appropriate breakdown, they could feasibly come out of it and behave properly. There's some truth to that. He gives an example in a video. He says that he has a client, and this client was in his care getting therapy because his wife left him. Dr. Hawkins worked with this client to help him have the breakdown, which occurred because of the fact that his wife left him. Dr. Hawkins goes on to say that he helped him work through all his little issues and help him learn how to process emotions correctly. And now he says this couple is enjoying the relationship better than they ever have before, something of that nature. So what it comes down to is I would like to know how those people are doing in 6 months. I'd like to know how they're doing in a year. Because what I have seen is that when a narcissist changes, they will change. Absolutely, they'll change if they are threatened or if something that they want is going to be taken away from them, such as maybe their primary source of supply, and depending on the narcissist. But what happens is the change is temporary almost every time. I've never personally seen a narcissist permanently change, and I've not been able to find a lot of other people who agree that you can permanently help a narcissist change or heal from narcissism. Dr. Hawkins argues that change is only likely to occur in these cases if they really do think they're going to lose something, if what they stand to lose is greater than what they have to give to change. Richard said he had not heard of Dr. Hawkins before, but here was his opinion on how this whole deal works.
If somebody has full-blown narcissistic personality disorder, I'm fairly traditional in a lot of my approaches, and that is one of them, which is no, my understanding of the mechanics of the disorder are such that if they have that rare diagnosis, they will, as an intrinsic element of narcissistic personality disorder, they kind of have to reject therapy. They have to reject help from the outside and help within their most intimate and vulnerable spaces.
So what it comes down to with Dr. Hawkins, in my opinion, is that he's teaching behavior modification, and narcissists who are afraid they're going to lose someone or who are trying to get back a valued source of supply might temporarily change their behavior thanks to behavior modification and extensive therapy. Now, with that being said, according to what I heard from the videos that I watched of Dr. Hawkins, as well as from several clients of his who reached out to me after these videos were done, it does require the person to maintain and stay in therapy as long as they are going forward.
That's convenient when you're charging by the hour.
Even those who said, yes, I was helped, my husband was helped, my wife was helped by this person, which I think, to be honest with you, I think he only works with male narcissists, then even those people said, now it only happens once a month or once a week or whatever. So it still goes on. It does not change. And any change that does come is a result of behavior modification, not true, deep, intrinsic change.
Cure is a pretty strong word to use in this context. I mean, it would be remarkable, not least because if we come at it from another angle in terms of psychoanalysis and psychotherapeutic practice, we know and we accept that childhood trauma is very, very hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. So if you had another, basically to say I can cure narcissism is to say I can cure deep, long-term, deep-seated childhood trauma, its effects. And if that were true, he would have done something truly remarkable. And if that were true, and he had uncovered such a methodology, why would he be focusing on narcissistic predators instead of on everybody else who suffered childhood trauma? So it seems like a spurious claim that's guaranteed to do its own marketing for you. Mm-hmm. And I would be very suspicious of anybody claiming that.
So the question now is, can a narcissist change? Is it possible for a narcissist to change? Well, if you've watched my channel very long, you know my stance on this, and that is very similar to Richard's stance. No, they don't change. Can they? Sure. Yeah, it's possible. And in my opinion, what that would take is they would need to identify and overcome their core wound, heal it, dig deep down and find out exactly what it is that's stopping them from being a normal, healthy person, what it is that's stopping them from having empathy for other people, and then heal that problem
and then learn empathy again as though they were small children. You will never see a narcissist do this, in my opinion, and from my research, anybody that I have found who actually claims a narcissist has changed, inevitably what it all boils down to is that that person has been taught how to deal with a narcissist. The narcissist might have certain behavior modifications in place, but in general, what it comes down to is that the person claiming a narcissist has changed has literally changed themselves and the way they deal with the narcissist. I have not ever heard of a single narcissist successfully changing. I stand by that statement, and I've made it before.
Have you personally ever run across anyone that was cured?
In terms of personality disorder?
Narcissistic personality specifically, yeah.
No, I mean, I've had, there's people on the internet who've claimed it, but people on the internet claim all kinds of things. You know, in the strength and conditioning community, I always joke, you know, everybody you speak to online can squat double their body weight, they can run 20 kilometers in under 2 hours. You can be whatever you want to be from behind the screen. No, I've never seen it.
So bottom line, can you make it work with a narcissist? Well, you might make it so that you can tolerate it, but you're never going to make it really, really good. You're always going to be lacking something. And that something, in my opinion, is validation from the narcissist. It's not that you need validation from the narcissist. It's just that everyone in every couple might need a little validation here and there. And the narcissist is never going to give it to you. It is against the narcissist nature to give it to you. And if you grew up in a home with a narcissist parent and now you're with a narcissist partner, you're going to be starving for validation. One of the best things you can do for yourself in this case is to start working on your self-esteem and your self-worth and recognize that you can in fact validate yourself. And when you do that, you will take this whole thing to a whole new level. I promise you that. So now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you think that you can make it work with a narcissist or not? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Let me give a quick shout out to the entire Spanily, every single subscriber on this channel, everyone who comes in and comments on my videos, everyone who gives me likes and thumbs up and who shares my videos, everyone in the Span groups on Facebook and off Facebook. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for being part of my life and part of my day. It means so much to me. And just want to give a quick shout out to the Inner Circle who support me through the YouTube channel member program. Thank you all so much for being there, for being part of my Inner Circle, for helping to support me as I try to support our fellow survivors. It does mean a lot to me, and I really enjoyed our recent conversation. My Inner Circle includes Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pierre Lala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F, Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetto. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Again, thank you so much. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.